Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
All right, just a minute, Angela Williams. All right, my little saga is, I just got my MasterCard bill, and there were charges from you people for February 26th for $5.95, and for March 15th for $59.95. So I called yesterday, and I spoke to a lot of people, but I haven't gotten anywhere. You're the first person who's going to help me, I'm sure. They said that it was made, the charges were made by a Jackson Quindazzi to my credit card. Now, I have the credit card in my wallet. So even if there was a previous order or something where the credit card number was there, how you people put through something without the magic little three numbers on the back of the card totally baffled me. But I would like to be credited the $65.90 that was fraudulently charged to my card without my authorization. Does that sound reasonable?
All right, let's get you to verify your name and address.
All right, my name is Bernadette, B-E-R-N-A-D-E-T-T-E, M, initial, Quindazzi, Q-U-I-N-D-A-Z-Z-I. My mailing zip code is 02893. These packages were items or whatever were sent to 02816.
All right, thank you for that. Now it is.
And this person has never been authorized or given anything with my card number. I have bought things for this person and used my card, but it was always me who bought it with my. When I use a credit card, I have to use my name. I can't use somebody else's name. So I don't know how this ever got through or went through, because this person is not a genius either. So. All right, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Well, it's showing here that there is a trial completion charge on the 15th of March for a, it says Icon Mini Pods, which are going to be earbuds. So it, initially the charge was going to be just the shipping and handling to receive the item for a trial phase at $5.95. I do see the address is 215 Harkney Hill Road.
That's where they went. Yes, that's not my address. That's Jackson's address.
Okay. So this trial phase did require a phone call back and, you know, let us know whether or not you wanted to continue with those. We do offer discounted rates on the earbuds. At this point, it's outside of the trial phase. Let me take a look and see what the options are here.
Yeah, but the phone number they would have had would have probably been Jackson's phone number, not mine.
I will check that as well. 1326, last four digits.
That's my number.
I said number they have on here, and it has BQ. I'm a B.
Yeah.
Quindazzi.
BQ 2002. Oh, B Quindazzi. All right, yeah, go ahead.
At AOL.com.
That is one of my email addresses that I never use, but anyway.
Yeah, it probably populated. You know how they auto-populate.
Mm-hmm.
So the $59.95 is going to be a payment there. What we could do at this point, let's see. There are two options for a full refund. Minus a restocking fee of 10%. You can return them, or we can discount your charge.
I would like my charge discounted, because by now they've been delivered. They've probably been used, whatever. I don't know, but I just know I didn't order them, I didn't get them, and I don't want to pay for them.
Well, it does have your I don't see it because it's dotted out. You know, we only keep the last four digits of the card. And the CVV code is dotted out as well. But it does have a CVV code in there. Of course, they have to have it. So I'm not sure how the order was placed. But it does have, you know, good information.
I would bet it was placed online.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely placed online. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you could do it over your phone if they had access to your phone. But still, a lot of times they won't ask you.
I'm in Florida. They're in Rhode Island. You know, geography, they have no access to anything. Mm. It had to be that they went online and the account came up. I figured the account came up, but how it got charged without getting the code, unless it was, you know, from prior orders, and I don't even know if there were any prior orders, because I did last November order for Jackson. I ordered the sleep bones. Mm-hmm. That I know. But nothing should have had that three-letter code on it, the three-number code on it. That's the baffler for me, because I have the card right here. I'm in Florida. She's nowhere near me. And how that came about, I don't know. But so what are you going to – how much are you going to refund to me? Because I just want to refund.
We could do $29.95, 50% off the charge. We'll go back to your
car. I have $65. It's a $65.90, the total charge, and you're only going to give me $29.
We can refund it on 50% of the $59.95. The initial charge was $5.95, which is going to be the shipping and handling. It went to the United States Postal Service. That was done on the 26th of February. Mm-hmm. And then you have a trial phase there. After the trial phase expires, if it's not addressed, it will bill you at the full price. Standardly, we give 35% off, but I will do the up to the 50% off. So it's 50% off the $59.99, which is $95, which is basically $60. So, you know, $29.95 will go back to your card.
I understand what you're doing. Now, I was told that that account was totally canceled. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it's a one-time charge, but I can set it up where there's nothing else. Well, it's a one-time charge.
You're going to credit $29.95 to my charge, and no further charges.
That's correct. It's a one-time payment.
All right. It's a $29.95 credit. What's this one-time payment you're talking about between the lines?
The $59.95 was a one-time payment. It's not like a automatic renewal or it charges you again and again. It's a one-time payment
after done.
You.
Okay, so we're done.
Right.
So if I get my $29.95,
yes,
you'll never have to talk to me again. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's going to send you out a refund email, ma'am, and verifying that it'll go back to that card ending in 7274 and 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And can I give you the email to use?
You don't want to use that one?
No, because I never go to it. My email is B as in boy, Q as in queen, 2002@hotmail.com. That's my email. The other I have for when I don't want to talk to somebody again.
Okay. All right. Well, we did get it taken
care
of.
I'm really a nice person. I'm giving you a hard time, but I'm really a nice person.
No, you're fine. I understand. I have a child, too, that likes things.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, there's no further shipments or charges on your account after today.
And the count is shut down. Amen. God bless. And the whole nine yards.
That's correct.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you for calling Customer
Support. So I should see this credit on my MasterCard, correct?
In 3 to 5 days.
In 3 to 5 days. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, and whatever. And where are you, by the way?
This company, we're Customer Support. We're located in Alabama.
Oh, the weather there has not been so great lately in some places.
No.
With wind and all that.
No.
I hope you're safe. All right.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate your help, and hopefully I'll never have to talk to you again.
All right.
So I'm back.
You're fine.
You get the message. Thank you.
Yes, I do.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Supports.